LGBTQ plus advocates cheer as federal judge overturns Tennessee's ban on drag shows in front of kids. By Simon Kent on June 4, 2023. A federal judge is ruling that drag shows in front of children in Tennessee will go on after declaring the state's first-in-the-nation law banning them as unconstitutional has been met by applause and cheering from LGBTQ plus advocates. U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Parker outlined in his 70-page ruling that despite Tennessee's compelling interest in protecting the psychological and physical well-being of children, the law known as the Adult Entertainment Act is an unconstitutional restriction on the freedom of speech. Parker also set out the law was both unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad and encouraged discriminatory enforcement. The law would have banned adult cabaret performances from public property or anywhere minors might be present. Performers who broke the law risked being charged with a misdemeanor or a felony for a repeat offense. Tennessee lawmakers passed the original bill earlier this year, as Breitbart News reported. The bill classified male and female impersonators as adult cabaret performers, while also banning adult-oriented performances that are harmful to minors. Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed the bill into law in early March. It was set to take effect that month until it was blocked by Parker, who was appointed to the federal bench by President Donald Trump. Watch, Lizzo brings drag queens on stage to protest TN legislation banning drag shows around kids. A Memphis-based theater group, Friends of Georges, applauded the ruling. This win represents a triumph over hate, the group said in a statement issued to media outlets Saturday. Our First Amendment rights were affirmed today as drag artists and makers of theater. Similar to the countless battles the LGBTQ+ community has faced over the last several decades, our collective success relies upon everyone speaking out and taking a stand against bigotry. GLAAD, the world's largest LGBTQ+ media advocacy organization, also approved. This ruling is a turning point and we will not go back, said GLAAD President and CEO Sarah Kate Ellis in a Twitter post. Every anti-LGBTQ elected official is on notice that these baseless laws will not stand and that our constitutional freedom of speech and expression protects everyone and propels our culture forward. Congratulations and thank you to Friends of Georges and their attorneys for speaking up and fighting for everyone's freedom. Their bravery will inspire many other challenges to discrimination. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.